אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי
רבש. We are reading from the writings of Rabash. The article is the explanation of the article, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
בחלק מהמהדורות של כתבי רבש כרך ג', לכן אם זה לא מופיע, נשלח בחומר
לימוד. It might not appear in the Hebrew book because there are a few versions. So it's on our websites. Explanation of the article, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
כותרת דלת בחינות.
Four phases of direct light.
תחילת הלימוד.
The learning begins with the בחינה, the sermon, called the connection between the Creator and the created beings. Since we do not speak of the Creator himself, and we cannot attain him, instead, by your actions, we know you. Meaning, all the attainment is only in the operations that extend from him. This connection is also called the purpose of creation. Our sages attained that his desire and goal are to do good to his creations. Hence, the order of evolution begins from this discernment until it reaches the souls whose root is the soul of Adam HaRishon, which extends from the internality of the worlds of Bia. Allegorically speaking, when he wished to benefit his creatures, he wanted to give them 100 kilograms of pleasure. Hence, he had to create such creations that would want to receive it. We learned that the desire to receive delight and pleasure is the very essence of the created being, and after whom creation is called existence from absence. He created it, so his thought of delighting his creations would be realized. For the will to receive to be born, there had to be an order of development by four discernments. Since one can enjoy something only according to one's yearning for it, this is why we call the kli vessel by the name will to receive or yearning. That is, according to the measure of the need, so is the measure of the yearning to satisfy the need. There are two conditions for making the yearning. One should know what to yearn for. One cannot yearn for something of which one has never seen or heard.
Two,
one will not have the yearned for thing, since if he has already obtained his wish, he loses his yearning, the yearning. To meet these two conditions, four prinot, phases, or discernments, emerged in the will to receive, and along with their root, they are five prinot. The fifth prina, or phase, is called a kli that is suitable for reception of delight and pleasure. This is their order. One, ketel, his desire to do good to his creation. Two, chokhmah, his desire to do good to his creations created a deficiency, existence from absence, and along with it created the light. Thus, the abundance and the desire to receive the abundance came together. This is so because the desire still did not know what to want. Hence, it was born along with the filling. However, if it has its filling, it does not have the desire for the filling, as written concerning the second condition, This Prina is called Prina Aleph, the first discernment of youth, coarseness or thickness. 3. Bina. Since the light comes from the giver, the force of bestowal is included in this light. Hence, at its end, Chokhmah wants equivalence of form, meaning not to be a receiver but a giver. There is a rule in spirituality. Any generation of a new form is considered a new discernment. Hence, this discernment is given its own name, Bina. And this Bchina Bet, the second discernment or second phase of coarseness. We also learn that the light that spreads while the lower one wants equivalence of form is all chasadim, light of mercy. And this is the light that shines in Bina. Should I keep going?
Shela.
Yeah, Noran.
Yes, Owen.
כתוב
It's written
בבינה כתוב
in Bina, since the light comes from the bestower, in that light the force of bestowal is incorporated. What is that?
The light that comes from the Creator, from the beginning, when it came out of the bestower, out of the Creator, it contains the power of the Creator that He wants to bestow. The force of bestowal, the nature of bestowal exists in this light.
And what does it do in the receiver?
That's what He wants to explain to us.
So the light comes, fills the will to receive that it created, and then
because it came from the bestower, it delivers to the vessel its nature.
And what does the vessel feel?
That it comes from the bestower, that the light comes from the bestower, that fills him.
Fill it in what?
With some kind of pleasure, but the nature of the pleasure, the root of the pleasure, is the bestower.
Also fills it with the force of bestowal?
Yes. Quickly. And on point.
Раф, написано тут, что чтобы человек
получил
страстное стремление, он должен
получить. He must feel what he wants to receive. In order to, so we can feel the yearning for the Creator, we have to feel what bestowal is?
Perhaps.
We
started to read. What do you want?
The more we reveal what bestowal is, to that extent we don't want it.
I don't know, where is it written?
Написано, что мы должны ощутить, что такое, что мы хотим получить, и тогда у нас будет страстное стремление.
That we should receive, and then we'll have the yearning. That's what he wrote in the beginning.
Where did the rabbi say that?
Там вот в начале два пункта, что чтобы ощутить страстное стремление, человек должен ощутить, что он хочет получить. То есть, с одной стороны, мы должны ощутить, что это удача, и тогда можем захотеть это.
We have to feel what he wants to give us. And then we have want to feel what bestowal is, and then we'll want it. On the other hand, as long as we're not in spirituality, we negate the bestowal. Our ego doesn't want it.
We will learn how to feel. We'll see. What is written that is not clear? Not what you feel like asking.
Rav, השאלה שלי כזאתי.
My question is, if he doesn't have the yearning for the fulfillment, that's called the first discernment of coarseness. Is the first phase of coarseness, that is the yearning?
Where does it say so?
The abundance and the will to receive the abundance came together. That's why the desire does not know what to want. And then it was born with the filling. But if it has the filling, it does not have the desire for the filling. As written in the second condition, this prina is called the first phase of coarseness.
Yeah.
So the coarseness is the yearning.
Yes.
And in the same way in Bina, the second discernment of coarseness is the will to bestow, the yearning to bestow.
Yes. Okay, let's go. Question. If Bina yearns to bestow, why is she called Aviut Bet, the second degree of coarseness? On the contrary, she should have been finer than Bina Aleph, the first degree of coarseness.
Next.
Answer. I explained it with an allegory. A person gives his friend a gift, and the friend receives it. Afterward, he reconsiders and decides that it is not in his interest to receive and returns the gift. In the beginning, he was under the influence and domination of the giver. Hence, he received. But once he received, he felt that he was the receiver, and that sensation caused him to return the gift. Lesson. In the first phase, Bchina Aleph, he received due to the domination of the giver. But he still did not feel like a receiver. And when he saw and felt that he was a receiver, he stopped receiving. And this is Bchina Bet, the second discernment. Phase 2. In other words, in that state, he felt that he was the receiver and hence wanted to bestow upon the giver. And this is why Bchina Bet, phase 2, is called Bina. For she examined, she observed that she is a receiver and therefore wanted to bestow. This is also why we learn that the beginning of the learning is from Bina down.
That's clear, right? After he feels that he's receiving from the bestower, so he himself makes a calculation and also wants to bestow. The first phase is the receiver. The second phase wants to bestow.
Ken.
Yeah.
No.
So, from the point of view of the vessel, it's very severe state. It's completely formed. How is that? In phase one, he was in equivalence of form.
He wasn't in equivalence of form. He didn't feel separated.
But the vessel filled, but the light filled the vessel.
Keter is light. Next.
So in phase two, he's seemingly doing the same action as the Creator, and he's rejecting. See what I'm saying?
I don't understand you, because phase one, the first step, which is the keter, is in a vessel. He also writes, keter is the desire to do good to his created beings.
Okay.
Read it a few times well before you ask.
Michael,
keep going.
Four. Zeranpin. At its end, Bina received as a kind of drive which stems from the purpose of creation, that she must receive, since the purpose of creation was not for the creatures to engage in bestowal. On the other hand, she also wanted equivalence of form, bestowal.
Therefore, she compromised. She would receive chasadim, mercy, and the illumination of the light of chokhmah, light of wisdom. And this is called b'china gimel, the aviyu, the third phase of coarseness. Since she already extends chokhmah, but there are still chasadim in her. This is the reason for the name Zeir Anpin, small face. Chochmah is called Panim, face, as in a man's wisdom illuminates his face, but it receives this light of Chochmah in Zeir, meaning a very small extent. But this discernment is still not considered a vessel, since if it can bestow and receive only an illumination of the light of chokhmah, it is a sign that its craving to receive is incomplete, since it still has the strength to engage in bestowal too.
Ken.
Hey.
Yeah.
Malchut.
Five, Malchut. At its end, Bchina Gimel is prompted from above to receive abundantly because of his desire to do good to his creations. After all, the purpose of creation was not for the lower ones to receive in Zeir Anpin. Hence, this awakening causes Malchut to have a desire and craving to receive the light of Chochmah, as it's shown in Bchina Aleph in phase one, when she had all of the light of Chochmah. But the difference between Bchina Aleph and Bchina Dalet, between phase 1 and phase 4, is that in phase 1, it could not be said that she enjoyed the light of Chochmah, since she still did not have the yearning and deficiency, since the abundance and the vessel came together. But phase 4 yearns for the light of Chochmah, while she does not have it. Hence, when she receives, she feels the delight and pleasure that come with satisfying her deficiency. And only this phase is called a vessel, since it wants only to receive. Whereas all the other discernments or phases or b'chinot prior to her are called light without a kli. And when this phase 4 receives the light, it is a state called the world of Ein Sof, and also filling the whole of reality.
Shela.
Question. If we are dealing with spirituality, where there is no time and no place, what does filling the whole of reality mean? Answer. Let us return to our allegory from the beginning of the explanation. The allegory that he wanted to give his creatures 100 kilograms of pleasure, and therefore he had to create 100 kilograms of deficiency and desire to receive in the creatures, corresponding to the pleasure. And when the 100 kilogram of deficiency receives the 100 kilogram of filling, this is called filling the whole of reality, meaning no deficiency is left unfulfilled. Now we will explain the meaning of the name Malchut of Ein Sof, Malchut of Infinity. This Malchut, which yearns to receive abundance to fill her deficiency, is called receiving in order to receive. This means that she receives in order to satisfy her lack. At a later stage, she put an end to a restriction on using this vessel. But in the initial stage, which we are dealing with,
she still did not make that self, that end and siyum, conclusion, since this state is still called end sof, no end. We learned, at the end, after receiving its abundance, a desire to bestow awakened in Chochmah, fitting the emanator's desire to bestow. Also, once Malchut received the light, it evoked within her a desire to bestow.
Since
this light possesses the power of bestowal. Bina wished to bestow, but did not succeed because in Bina's way, the purpose of creation is missing.
And
even her subsequent reception of illumination in Zeranpin was not enough, since the Creator's desire is to do good to His creations was in the ambulance, and not in Zeranpin. Hence, how could Malchut achieve equivalence of form and obtain the purpose of creation too? It is said about it that she invented something new. Malchut would receive everything, but unlike Ein Sof, for it was all in order to receive, she would do it in order to bestow. Thus, on the one hand, she would be realizing the purpose of creation, doing good to His creations, since she would be receiving. On the other hand, her aim would be to bestow, which is equivalence of form.
Shilot.
Questions?
Rav, איך אנחנו צריכים להבין את המשל של ה-100 קילו?
How should we understand the allegory of the 100 kilograms that he created? 100 kilo.
A complete measure. The Creator's desire to create a desire in the created being, the will to receive, that its capability or capacity will be 100 kilos. So the desire has a quantity? A predefined quantity, you can say that, for the desire?
Yeah.
As much as the Creator wants to give. In that way, there will be a desire in the created being to receive.
On the other hand, when we speak of the light, we say that the light is unlimited, that there's always, you can light one candle from another.
That's on the other side, that as much as the created being wants to receive, it's called that before it, there's a source of light that is able to fill it.
Tov.
It's
not clear about the discernments that there's something happening at the end of a discernment. There's a state and then there's the end of a state where something changes.
Not clear. You're speaking about some discernment.
Let's say he writes that in Chochmah, at its end, desire is equivalence of form.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that there's a discernment called Chochmah, and then there's its end, where something changes suddenly. Why is there a process inside the discernment?
The phase? There's a process that it absorbs, it feels who and what's it receiving, and from who is it receiving, and with all that information, it starts changing.
How come in phase one, where you have the desire with the fulfillment, where is there a room for this thing to develop even? Because it feels the entire desire.
It fills the entire desire, but I guess that in the desire, there's more information or data than fulfillment. Or on the opposite, in the filling more than the desire.
Meaning the feeling of fulfillment is partial and there's a part of the desire that still did not develop.
Yeah, the deficiency is there, otherwise there wouldn't be a development. Okay. Yeah.
About the
gift that you return in phase two, where he gives the example of a friend who's given me a gift, I receive the gift, and I decide, no, I don't want to be a receiver, I return the gift.
Yeah.
Can you explain that conclusion? It's a little crude or coarse to return the entire gift.
We're speaking about nature. There's nothing rude or not judgment, not mercy. It's two forces of nature. That they both come from the source, from Keter. And this is how they're relating one towards the other.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way to make a calculation whereby I'm keeping the part of the gift, I have to return the entire gift and then start the next phase?
It's a response. There's nothing here that someone who has calculations or any, I don't know, ethics. This is how it happens according to the laws of nature. He wants to receive, he receives. He doesn't want, he doesn't.
Now, in the transition from Zeranpin to Malchut, from 3 to 4, it looks like there's a point of inversion from a state where in phase 3 the action is balanced. Okay, I found the formula. I'll receive, but I'm not for myself, I'll receive in mercy, in Hasadim, in order to connect with the giver. There's a certain calculation of the right attitude to the Creator. And then, in the transition to 4, he goes through a point of shattering a certain boundary, and he becomes opposite to the Creator, becomes only a receiver. He loses the chasadim, the mercy.
We still have to learn about this type of development. It's not necessarily like that. Otherwise, phase 4 would have already been a klipa, a shell. And it's not. It receives because this is the Creator's will, pressing on it, that by the development, by His influence, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth phase will receive. And only after it receives and feels that it's receiving, then there's a new development already. Before that, there's no created being. The created being that for the first time feels that it's a created being, that it's a receiver, that is opposite from the Creator, it's specifically phase 4.
Why in phase 3 the Creator pressures the vessel in a way that makes the chasadim disappear? He begins with seemingly receiving in order to bestow, and he applies this pressure more and more, and suddenly in phase 4 there's no more bestowal, only reception.
That's how the desire develops.
Why is he doing it this way? He seemingly pushes the vessel.
He wants the vessel, the desire, to behave, to function in the complete manner. Simple, to receive and enjoy with everything it can enjoy. Without that, there won't be a vessel worthy for this role.
So why not skip from 2 to 4? Why did we need 3 in the middle?
How could that be without organizing those two influences, chasadim and chokhmah, together? That from this you would have the whole vessel, that one will receive in the other the mercy that can receive the light of chokhmah?
There is already chokhmah and chasadim. In 1 we receive chokhmah and bet chasadim.
And together.
We can skip to 4. Why do we need 3, the transitional state?
Three is a hanpin.
Yes.
So without having one clothing in the other, that this clothing will come from above, right? In like, let's say, a command from the Keter. So there won't be clothing of Chochmah and Chassadim. Only in Zeranpin, afterwards, in Gemara Tikkun, the end of correction, then the Chochmah will be complete and Binah will be complete. And they'll both clothe in one another. There'll be a coupling, a whole coupling.
It's like to leave the impression of the end of correction at the beginning of creation?
No, let's say so. Yeah, I need to give it to him or he'll explode.
Is in order to receive the reason for the shattering and the shattering the reason for the correction?
Yes.
What else to ask? I don't know. That's enough. Thank you.
כן, דוד.
רב, שוב, שאלה בסיסית שמתעוררת, מה ההבדל בין בחינה ב' ל-ד'?
A basic question that awakens, what's the difference between phase 2 and phase 4?
בחינה ב' נולדת כי היא
מרגישה... It says the end of phase 1, phase 2 is born because it feels disparity of form. And phase 4 has the same thing also. When it discovers that it's 100%, you know, in disparity of form. So what's the difference between the end of 2 and 4?
Second phase. In second phase, we're lacking the force of reception in order to implement itself. In phase 4, it's lacking the force of bestowal in order to implement herself. That's why the whole process that happens afterwards is how we can reach a phase that includes second phase and fourth phase. That happens after all the shatterings, restrictions, shatterings. Okay.
טוב, כן.
כתוב פה איך מלכות יכולה לבוא.
It says, how can מלכות come to equivalence of form and to the purpose of creation?
Yeah.
Are those two different things, equivalence of form and the purpose of creation?
נו, בעצם כן.
Well, actually, yes.
Because I thought that the benevolence of the Creator to bring the created being to the complete state is to be like Him, equivalence of form. Here, it says that there's a purpose of creation that's different in addition to it.
The purpose of creation is to do good to its created beings. To do good to the created beings is called that the created being will be in the same state as the Creator. That is the whole most complete state. So what are you asking about that?
So he writes here, how can Malchut come to equivalence of form and reach the purpose of creation too? And then it says, it is said about it that he invented something new. Malchut would receive everything. And so on and so forth.
So,
in order to bestow.
That it will receive in order to bestow. It will receive from the Creator as if two. Also, all the fulfillment, which is the light of Chochmah, and also in the form in order to bestow, which is the light of Chassadim. And those two lights will be clothed in one another, and that is called that it is in the complete reception.
Who said we have to reach equivalence of form? Said she invented a new invention, as if the purpose of creation was
the vessel feels from the influence of the Upper One that constantly bestows upon it that it must reach reception in order to bestow. That's all in all the light doing with him. Okay. He writes in the beginning that the ancient ones attained that his desire was to do good to his created beings, and that's why the order of development begins until it reaches the souls, whose root is the soul of Adam HaRishon, that extends from the internality of the worlds of Bia.
Yeah.
What is the internality of the worlds of Bia?
The internality of the worlds of Bia is the light that is in the vessel. The light is the internality. The vessel is the externality.
And this is the root for the soul of Adam Rishon?
The soul of Adam Rishon is the light of Ein Sof that fills the vessel.
The soul of Adam HaRishon is a vessel.
Also the light. The soul is light and vessel together.
And the light of Ein Sof in the internality of Bia is the light of Ein Sof?
The light of Ein Sof is the internality of all the worlds, yes. What's the question? I don't understand what...
It's not clear. He says here that the root of the soul of Adam HaRishon is the internality of the worlds of Bia.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand. You said the internality of the worlds of Bia is the light of Ein Sof.
Yeah, but there's a development from Ein Sof through restriction, Gargalta, so on, until we see how it's created, how it's made, how it's filled, in this whole process, it comes in order to build a vessel, which is the soul, you could say, or the will to receive, and that it will receive its filling in the right intention to bestow.
And how the light of Ein Sof reaches the worlds of Bia?
Through all the previous Patsufim.
It has many concealments and restrictions on it.
Specifically from that, it builds a restriction screen, reflected light in each and every degree, and in this way receives in order to bestow, reaches equivalence of form, and then there are no limitations, and receives in order to bestow. More questions? Yeah.
He writes that in order to enjoy, you need to yearn first, and you have to know what to yearn for, and this can be done only after he sees it at least once, and then he needs to make sure that the object of his yearning will not be in him.
Right. How else would he yearn if it's in him already?
So the state that he yearns for something and it's not in him, it's the state after the restriction?
After the restriction. Yeah.
No.
Well.
Malchut reaches a decision. He wants to receive all the abundance. The fact that she knows about all the abundances from the Reshimo in Chokhmah before it reached its end.
What state are you talking about?
Malchut, which is a state, she decides she wants to receive all the abundance.
Which Malchut?
Malchut that comes after Zeranpin. Zeranpin wants to receive.
In the four phases of direct light?
Yes.
Well,
Malchut comes to a decision that she wants to receive all the goodness the Creator wanted to give her. Where does she know about it? From the vessel of Chokhmah, right before it reached its end?
Oh, let's say so. Yes, Owen.
It says,
Zeralpin, Bina, at its end, received a kind of drive which stems from the purpose of creation that she must receive.
Yeah.
Since the purpose of creation was not for the creatures to engage in bestowal, what does that mean? That the purpose of creation was not for the creatures to engage in bestowal?
The purpose of creation is to fill the created beings according to their desire.
And what is the greatest fulfillment?
The greatest fulfillment is the light of Chokhmah, which created the vessel.
And if the created being will reach the scrutiny and a desire that he wants to resemble the bestower,
so he needs the light of Chassadim too, that it will be as a vessel for the light of Chokhmah. And then those two lights will fill the created being.
So when we say that the purpose of creation was not for the created beings to engage in bestowal, what does that mean? As if in the highest...
To create the will to receive in the created being that will be able to receive everything.
For this will to receive, to be able to receive everything, he also needs to want to acquire the status of being the bestower by himself.
That he gets on his way of development by knowing the bestower.
So why is it not considered realizing the purpose of creation where he gets to know the bestower and chooses to be like him?
He implements it. The will to receive implements the purpose of creation to its fullness. It reaches the will to receive and then the will to bestow. Connects them both and in this way resembles the Creator in the complete way.
Why? How come the equivalence of form is not defined as the purpose of creation?
I don't understand why you're saying that.
It says the purpose of creation was not for the creatures to engage in bestowal.
That's to begin with.
On the other hand, she also desires equivalence of form, bestowal.
Yeah.
As if there are two things here, not one thing. As if the law of equivalence of form aims at one thing. Just as the light is bestowing, the vessel needs to develop to a state where he also wants to bestow.
Correct.
Then it requires equivalence of form.
Yeah.
But why do they emphasize the fact that it's...
Why
the equivalence of form is not the top of the top?
It is a top. When the created being reaches the degree of the Creator to the Creator's qualities, there's nothing higher than that.
So what kind of a sentence is it? The purpose of creation was not for the created beings to engage in bestowal.
To begin with, the Creator wanted the world to receive, that will be able to receive all the good from him. But in order for all that good to be accepted in vessels of reception, according to equivalence of form, that wasn't his intention to begin with. But the created being himself chose this form of equivalence of form with the Creator.
Well, the Creator didn't plan it from the beginning.
As if he didn't. Well, what can you do? But it's nice. The Creator didn't force the created being to be a bestower. The created being himself. The created being decided that it's going to perform a restriction and only receive in order to bestow. He writes that it's not in the direct way.
Ken.
תודה רב. הוא כותב שבסוף בחינה א' נכלל שם כוח השפעה ולכן רוצה בהשתוות הצורה. אבל זה לא היה מספיק כי לא עדיין הכרה. ורק בבחינה ב'
It wasn't enough to have equivalence of form at the end of phase 1 because only in phase 2 Bina discovered it was a receiving and wanted to become equal.
Yeah.
So what brings Malchut in the end to recognize it?
That she includes all the previous discernments. That's why she came as the last one that seals them all And in her can realize, in her reception, the bestowal, the correct form of bestowal.
Can you say that Bina, the Bina in Malchut is what caused her to recognize that she's a receiver and that's what she wanted to bestow?
Malchut eventually performs all the discernments that came before her. She is the sum of all qualities that come before her.
But
in Bina, the recognition that she's a receiver, that's what caused her to want to become a bestower.
Yeah.
It's the same process in Malchut or something else that caused her to eventually want to bestow.
Malchut wants to bestow because she absorbed from the qualities before her the quality of bestowal.
Where did she absorb it?
When she receives from them.
And how is that expressed that she wants to bestow?
By performing the restriction and presenting that condition that she wants to receive only for her reception to be in order to bestow, that she will be as the bestower. It's a form of bestowal. I'm willing to receive from the landlord to the, under the condition that it's not counted as a reception, but as bestowing to him.
I don't know if it's the correct question. What made her recognize that she wants to bestow?
The previous discernments.
That's what created in her that desire.
Yeah, like he writes it, the landlord presses on her more and more until she sees that in this way she reaches equivalence. That's it. 5:30 and 40 seconds. Okay, guys, what do we have today?
A broadcast schedule for today at 12 p.m., the afternoon lesson, live, and a song.
Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta eki eki main dikha ke ye khuda Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta eki eki main dikha ke ye khuda
Together we grow light awakens our soul the sparkle His ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, about reason so high.
pyar ka matlab hai ek ta ek hi ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda sari sab ne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ek ta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda